Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
First off, if you would just tell us what the justices decided in the case of the praying high school football coach from the state of Washington.
It was a tremendous ruling. You don't give up your First Amendment rights to free speech and free exercise when you take a job with a public employer, like a public school. And they upheld Coach Kennedy's right to be able to silently offer a private prayer at the 50-yard line on the football field after football games.
Yeah, so if I'm on the East Coast, 3,000 miles away from Bremerton High School, how does this affect me? What's the significance of this ruling?
Well, if you're an employee of a public employer on the East Coast, it affects you in the exact same way. That's the wonderful thing about U.S. Supreme Court decisions, is that they bind public officials all across the United States in their interpretation of the Constitution. And so if you're religious and you're working for the government, whether that be a public school or the post office or the local Secretary of State's office, this makes sure that you continue to have your rights as a religious person who can speak your mind and exercise your faith in ways that are consistent with that faith.
John Bursch with Alliance Defending Freedom, our guest today, talking about this huge First Amendment case at the U.S. Supreme Court. The justices throwing a Hail Mary, I guess you could say, to the football coach there, pun intended. Want to know, does this decision, the 6-3 ruling, extend to the First Amendment rights of students in public school, or is this specific to school employees?
The opinion itself applies specifically to school employees, but the court does something important that may implicate the rights of students going forward. It basically says that the school, the public employer, has no establishment clause concerns when a public employee engages in some kind of conduct that represents their exercise of their own faith, that doesn't necessarily apply to the school, where outside observers say, oh, well, if they allow the coach to pray, then this must be a religious institution. And in doing so, they overruled a test that they had adopted decades ago called the Lemon Test, which is a really bad test for religious exercise in the United States. And so to the extent that those actions of the coach are not connected to the school for purposes of the Establishment Clause, students could use that in the future to say that their rights, too, are broader. So, for example, if a student group wants to get together and talk about the Bible after school, that can't be imputed to the school as violating the Establishment Clause. They should be free to do that.
So does this, I know ADF handles dozens and dozens of cases like this every year, does this open up those cases to litigation based on your interpretation of Justice Gorsuch's opinion on this case?
There are definitely principles in this opinion that expand protections under the Establishment Clause, the Free Exercise Clause, and the Free Speech Clause that we'll be able to use in our cases across the board to ensure that we keep the doors open for the spread of the gospel in every context.
Yeah. You mentioned that, like, after-school activities. So we've got a case like this in our listening area where a Satan club wants to push this to advance their causes. Could groups like that use this case, the Bremerton v. Kennedy case, to push for expanded privileges in public schools?
Well, that's harder to say, because the court made clear that when you're looking at the Free Exercise Clause, the ability to exercise your religion in the public square, that we interpret that based on a historic understanding. What did the people of the country understand free exercise of religion to mean at the time that amendment was ratified to the U.S. Constitution? And it's not clear in the history that there was a right to worship Satan at that time, and so that calls into question their ability to do that today. Yeah. It probably would give the ability for someone who is a Satanist to offer a quiet, silent prayer to Satan on the 50-yard line on the football field, but any farther than that, I think that's questionable. So really, our focus today is on the right of believers of well-established denominations that have been recognized throughout our country's history to be able to continue to have their rights to speak and act freely, consistently with their faith, even when employed by the government.
No matter how you slice it, it's a huge win for our religious freedom in this country today with this Supreme Court ruling.
Indeed.